You're prepared. A warm round of applause to Nico and Kim from the governing board.
Good morning. Are we live? Perfect. Hi. Maybe the projector will eventually also turn on. Let's see.
There it is.
There we go. My name's Kim. You might have seen me online. I also use a different name, Harlings there. And I am happy to be on the governing board for the Matrix Foundation, representing the community. One of the things I do is organize events. You are at one of them. But I started organizing community events, and we joined the Matrix Foundation as a community member. And so that way, I ended up on the governing board. Now I'm the vice chair, standing in here today also for Greg, who's the governing board's chair, who cannot make it to this conference. But yeah, that's probably the most important info about me. Do a lot of other things. You can come to my workshop tomorrow as well. And here's Nico.
This sounds so stressful when you talk. Anyway, from my side, I'll just keep it short. I obviously have an employer that's doing Matrix stuff, but I'm here also for the community. I have my own Matrix client that I maintain, and that's how I got onto the governing board in the end. I'm there responsible for a few committees as the chair of them nowadays, and yeah, that's as well as a few working groups, but we'll get into that later. Who is actually the governing board? We have here a picture from last conference. Obviously, that composition isn't up to date. Why, we'll get into that later. There's elections that happen at some points, but those are a few people that were or are on the governing board just at the last conference. There's some abbreviations we will be using on the slides. GB, obviously, short for governing board. Then committee, which is a very weird word to spell because it has so many double letters. We often shorten it to CTTE. Not sure if you will see that. And then there's also the working groups with, obviously, WG. So what role does the governing board even have in the foundation? Because that's actually sometimes a bit tricky to explain, because like it's called governing board, but like it doesn't necessarily really have that much direct power. It's more of like an advisory board. There are some powers that are delegated to it, like some working groups that it's managing, but in theory it's not the governing board can't go and say, well, this is now law, and then it's law. It's like it can make a proposal, hand it off to the guardians, and then it might become like a rule in the foundation. Sometimes the communication also instead goes to like the foundation staff or the managing director, but yeah, it's not directly like something that writes rules for the foundation unless it has been like delegated some specific roles there. You can somewhat see it as on one level with like the spec core team as well as the foundation staff. And what's important there is also like that the governing board isn't foundation staff. It's like mostly volunteers, sometimes sponsored by their work to do that, but they're not employees of the foundation, and neither is the spec core team for the most part. That's probably mostly about it. The members of the governing board are elected. This election happens once every year, basically. And with that, half of the governing board is replaced with new people or the same people, but they are up for election at least. And then they are usually on the board for 2 years for the first one, because we wanted to split up the elections. Obviously, some people were only on it for 1 year, but now, going forward, everybody should be on it for 2 years unless they terribly mess up and get kicked out. But that hopefully will never happen. These members are volunteers, but there's different groups they are basically representing. There's community representatives like me who have like a Matrix client and then get some clout because some people are using it, and then somehow you get elected onto the board. But then there's also people who basically just push stuff forward by giving money to the foundation. They obviously also do other stuff in a lot of cases, but they basically get a seat on the on the election to then elect someone by donating to the foundation, and then us also just some representatives from the foundation directly, like some guardians, some CT members, and such. If you want to take part in this, there's a QR code and a link. You can become a member of the foundation as well. It helps the foundation out already directly if you become a member, but you can also obviously influence a bit the future of the foundation. So that's an opportunity you have, and if you can, you should take it, in my opinion. Do you want to say something?
All right. So what is it that the governing board actually does? It's written in the rules of the governing board for itself that it has to meet at least two times a year in the official capacity with trying to get everybody together. And this is quite a large group, I think two times a year is reasonable to try and actually find the space to have these meetings. Nico already touched on this, but generally, since this is an advisory board, the idea is to work out suggestions, come up with great ideas, and then suggest these to the foundation through the guardians, for example, to get adopted and progress the foundation. But in reality, this is quite difficult to do with such a large group and having to take everybody's input. So the governing board is organized into several committees, and these committees are focusing on certain topics. And they then discuss certain proposals they might have come up with, or their working groups might have come up with. So we're getting to that as well on a later slide. Right now we have the following committees: trust and safety, governance, finance and fundraising, and community. I think the names speak for themselves. So what do the committees do? As I said, they are focus groups for these certain specific areas that are really important to the foundation. These are not completely set in stone. The four are just the ones we came up to start with. It's always possible to create a new one. Maybe one committee becomes less relevant. We might disband it and so on. So this is all really flexible.
It's also not that if you're not part of the committee that you can't contribute at all, but just that those are the people who are usually invited to sit in a meeting, so that you don't have 24 people discussing a topic, which usually you make no progress, but you have like 4 to 8 people who discuss a specific topic. And
maybe most importantly, the function of the committees is to host working groups. So the working groups are actually what enables the broader community participation in the foundation. And so let's take a look at working groups. What do they do? They are open to everyone. You don't need to be a member or anything. If you want to contribute to the foundation, you can look at the website for the list of working groups. It's there at the link. Link is in the bottom. If there's something that interests you, or there's something you think you can contribute to, you can just join it. So this is the way the foundation enables community participation and, in the end, open governance. You can influence what's going on. And again, each working group, of course, focuses on a specific subject. We will see which ones we have right now on the next slide. To do their jobs, a working group might have some special access, as we are going to see.
Yeah, if you want to like abuse your power and be someone who can actually push to the matrix.org website or something, that's a very good way that you just join a working group for that, because you might actually get that power and then can become evil. But obviously, if you're evil, then we might not let you into the working group in the first place. So now, this is looks like a short list, but it actually took quite a long time to get there. What did the governing board actually do over the last 12 months? So the big one was that we basically published version 1.0 of our governing board policies and norms, which is a very technical stuff for how we're supposed to operate and what we're allowed to do and what we have to do. And It's a long document that's not necessarily interesting to read, but it was very necessary so that we could actually start to do something. And it's also very hard to start something from scratch, so that took a lot of time. A part of that was also the creation of the working group processes, that how you can create a working group, because like if you have a topic that that's important to you and you want to make a working group about it because it doesn't exist, you can actually do that. And then a lot of it was also just focus on the working groups that they are actually what the work they are actually doing, and that's like we will get into that more later, because that's a lot more output than the governing board by itself could do. Some of it is mentioned in the report that was published in May, but obviously May is a while back, so that's not necessarily as up to date anymore.
At this point, a quick shout out to Greg, who was very had the key role in pushing this through and actually getting us set up in the way we are now. Thank you, Greg. All right, let's get to the juicy bits, highlights from the working groups. What have we achieved? The first working group, the events working group. So, Neil already mentioned in the last talk that we already did have a conference last year, so technically this was not officially under the name of the working group, but effectively that is exactly what happened. This was this team of volunteers that came together to already organize the conference last year, and here we are again now under the official title of the events working group, and very happy to organize this conference. Anybody join any other Matrix events? Who has been to a different Matrix event hosted by the foundation? All right, not a lot of people. You might have seen the FOSDEM as well, so this is also something we organize, and maybe see you there in February.
I think one thing that doesn't come really across with the screenshot there, that's a picture I grabbed last night from the recording from the first two talk at this conference. So that's like the video working out, and like we have like this video already uploaded on YouTube so that you can watch talks that happened yesterday, and that's like a really big achievement in my opinion, and yeah, I'm really impressed with the output that people had there.
Thank you, Nico. There's a second working group I'm also the governing board sponsor of. So the working groups have what we call a governing board sponsor, just to be the connection between the governing board and the working group. And website and content working group is another interesting one. You can see a quick screenshot here. I don't know if you remember the matrix.org website. Probably you have seen it. It's worth taking a look now and then because it is evolving a lot over the last couple months. A bunch of the sections you can see there in the screenshot is new. So for example, under foundation, we have documented the governing board and the working groups. In the blog, we now have more abilities to browse the blog and find the content you're looking for by category, by author. There's an archive page. And we recently added a new section to the ecosystem to browse the available distributions, such as ESS, but also different ones like Matrix, Docker, Ansible, Deploy, and other kinds of Helm charts, you name it. We have a new section that was a great collaboration with the foundation staff, setting up for the Matrix home server and making sure people know what the official account is that is telling them about the new premium accounts model. And recently we also updated the support us page, so it's much easier to learn now how you can support the foundation and to browse its members, learn about the membership program. There's some other stuff. The website and content working group has also collaborated with the events working group to rewrite the conference website. I think we have quite a nice design here for this year. We have a new contributing guide. There is the room upgrading guide that was also a collaboration between the website and content working group and another working group that Nico will present. And we also work... All in all, we work a lot on trying to make as transparent and easy to learn what's going on. Also, for example, we have the Twim guide that documents the process of how our weekly blog digests of what's going on in Matrix this week in Matrix is done and created, and how to submit to it, how it all works. So yeah, look out for the website evolving, and if you're interested in that, writing some content or making sure all the CSS works properly, join the website and content working group.
Now, back to me, because I'm also responsible for basically two working groups as the governing board sponsor, or the chair of the working group, depends a bit. One we have now that's really new, kind of, because like the actual process that the working group can do the work have only been established like a few weeks back. But we now have a working group that looks at the matrix.org room directory, and you can submit rooms to it to publish them there. Why does it even exist? Well, it turns out that actually having a well-created room directory, you can't just give everybody write permission, but you actually need to have some process for what should be in there. And that also, if you have something in there, it comes with certain responsibilities, because you suddenly attract a lot more people. So there need to be some processes behind it at a certain scale. So the room directory working group basically has a form. You find the QR code for it there. And if you have a room that fits in the topics that we want to present there, you can basically submit your room, and the room directory working group will then take it and then make sure that it gets published in a room directory. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, we basically reviewed more than 40 room directory change requests already, and most of them are already through the process. So the turnaround is really quite quick, and I'm really proud of the people who are doing the work as volunteers, basically. Then another working group is one that's actually like a really difficult topic to do. Like, if you ever looked at trust and safety, you might have seen that, well, actually, what are you supposed to do if you have like rooms, and what are good practices there? That's a topic that where there's really not a lot of information on it. So there's a working group that's trying to write documentation for it, but turns out it's actually really hard. So if you have time, it would help a lot if you could contribute there, because this working group could really use some members that just love writing documentation, because those are actually somewhat hard to find for some reason. But yeah, they did contribute a bit to the room upgrade guide, because of the whole version 12 for rooms, that now suddenly you needed also a guide to for people to upgrade there, because that would be the first question they would ask. So they helped out with that. But there's a lot more that they want to do, but writing documentation is just hard when you had other stuff to do during the day. Now, these were now the highlights and what's the good output, but like obviously when you have such a new institution, basically it also comes with some problems, and the biggest problem is that just we all have jobs things we have to do. We have projects why we even got onto the governing board, and then finding time where you also just spend time discussing stuff with others to then have a productive output is actually somewhat hard. So having like active participation is always a bit of a struggle currently on the governing board, because just, yeah, it's hard to schedule the time there, I would say, for a lot of people, and also the output there. So take that as a bit of a warning. If you want to be on the governing board, that maybe think about if you also like how it works into your processes, that you can have a productive output and also have an idea of what you actually want to achieve and what you want to do. Because if you're just on the governing board without any plan, then you probably also won't be able to, won't help that much moving things forward that you might not care as much about. But in general, I think we still achieved quite a lot of things that are just not that visible, because it's a lot of process setup and stuff, and that's work you need to do, but not particularly exciting, isn't it? Another thing that sometimes has been a bit of problem, like the foundation operated for 10 years already, and it has processes, and the governing board isn't really part of that process, right? That's a new thing. So integrating into those processes and making sure that you can, like, when you need the right attention to things, you can get the attention and you know who to talk to, which is like, who already knows which foundation staff is responsible for what. That has been a bit of a challenge in the past. It's getting better bit by bit, but obviously there's still a lot of things where we don't know how the exact processes are supposed to work, so that's something we are continuously iterating on. So now, it's up to you.
How do you get involved? So, we already touched on a bit of that, but let's go through the list. We are open to be approached both in physical spaces at events like this one, but we also have some matrix rooms that are always open for questions, ideas, or whatever you might want to mention. There's a room called the Office of the Governing Board, and you can find it in the room directory. As well as the rooms for the several working groups we have presented. You can also find the links to those on the website if you like. By this way, reach out to the governing board, get involved, and see what happens. Whatever interests you, get something moving. You can, of course, become a member of the Matrix Foundation, which is an important step, I think, if you rely on it and you want to support it. One of the perks, of course, is you will be eligible to vote in the governing board elections during springtime. And not just vote, but also nominate or get nominated to become a member of the governing board. Then maybe the easiest way is to just join a working group, which is a very simple process. There isn't a lot of formalities. You just turn up and start contributing. Just talk to the people, really. It's that simple. Just reach out and let's have a chat. Of course, if you have a new idea outside of the four we have just presented, it's always possible to create a new working group. If you want to read about this or learn about this, please come talk to me, come talk to Nico.
Or look at the website. Actually documented that part.
Exactly. You can also find it on the website in this governing board section I very briefly touched on earlier. Create your own new working group. Already said, you can participate at any time. The member process is not really formal for working groups.
And I mean, it's just also, if you just jump into the room and ask interesting questions because you're interested, that already gives a lot of motivation sometimes to the working group members of, oh, well, I really should spend some more time on it. People actually care about the work I do. So if you are interested in things and just, even if you think it's not that important, maybe just hang out, ask them questions, figure out something you can contribute as well.
Sometimes a spark of an idea is all it takes, and suddenly you have a whole new section on the website. Continue to contribute to your favorite Matrix project. It doesn't need to be in all this framework. You can always contribute to Matrix by using it, by writing some software, by promoting it, and so on.
I mean, most of you are probably already doing that to some extent. Probably that's also why a lot of you are here. But like, the foundation benefits a lot from the ecosystem that's just around us, of people who have like passion for things to move things forward. And that in general then makes the Matrix ecosystem bigger, and in turn also benefits the foundation, of course, because that's like the primary thing that the foundation wants to push forward, right? And that's pretty much it, what we had on updates. I guess another part of transparency is that you shouldn't be able to read the slides, but the other one is that you can possibly also ask us some questions that we might be able to answer.
Yeah, I think we might have time for one or two.